I mean, everyone, what's the fucking story? What's happening? Carly and Scale, Shawnee's and them dumb. You know, they're the only two phrases that I know in Irish. That's all I know. And I think that's all I have to know as well, because they become my catchphrases, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was walking down through the city down there last week and I was minding my own beeswax. I was doing nothing to know when I heard, alright Charlie, but that's the fucking story, kid! And I was alright kid, what's happening? And then I noticed I'm becoming recognised, I'm famous at the moment. And it's because I have 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So I want to thank you all for making me world famous in Ireland. I mean, 1,000 subscribers is roughly the same as the population of Ireland. So I'm known all over. I'm a household name at the moment, like. Do you know what I mean? So, I think before I go any further, I'll have to introduce myself, because a lot of people are probably thinking, who's this fella talking here on Gail's channel? Like, who's he? I'm Shawnee, right? And I'm Gail's twin brother. And I'm not from the same mother or father or anything like that. I've no genetic links to him. I'm not related at all. But I live in the attic. So if you live in someone's attic, you're their twin. That's the way I see it anyway, like, do you know what I mean? And I'm here, like, I come down every now and again. I do talks on Gail's channel when he's not around. I sneak in an old talk there. It's to do him a favour, like, because, you know, you can see his subscribers are dipping and his views are down and he's not doing too well at all. So I come down and I talk, like, about animals or philosophy, you know, and Neil deGrasse Tyson or, like, Stephen Hawking, I talk about string theory, I talk about black holes, anything like that. I'm very, very kind of quizzical, like, do you know what I mean? I'm a very interesting kind of person, and I'm interested in a lot of things. So I'm here anyway to take his channel out of the dip that it's in at the moment, out of the quagmire, we'll say, like, you know what I mean? So, and, like, when you think about it, like, there's only so much of, like, hi, baby, oh, your belt buckle is so sexy. Oh, put your belt buckle in my belt buckle. There's only so much of it you can take, like, do you know what I mean? There's only, like, your channel is going to bomb unless you have something different every now and again. So this is where I come in. Now, what I want to talk about today is about a certain creature. And it's kind of educational, but it's kind of going to explain my predicament as well at the moment. And I'm in a bit of a predicament, to be honest with you. I'm in a real predicament, if I have to be honest. So I was walking down the road anyway the other day, right? And I was eating a baguette, and I was thinking about 3 rap songs that I'm writing, 3 ex-odals that I have, 3 ex-girlfriends, like. I was thinking about a movie that I'm writing and a sitcom, and all that's, like, floating around inside my creative mind, you know? It's just so creative inside it, like. But then I got this feeling, like, that I was being watched. Did you ever get that feeling, like, that the surveillance on you or something? And I was kind of, like, looking around, kind of, like, you know, very, very worried, like. And I got the feeling that it was a drone, you know? I was saying, that's a drone, like, I don't know. But I'm the type of person that kind of looks up, you know? Some people there, you can see them. They have their head down all the time and they're looking at their smartphone and their fucking nose is down by their feet, like. They're never kind of looking up. And I do like to look up because you never know what you see. You might see a flying dinosaur or a UFO or something if you keep gawking back up, like, you know? So I turned my head anyway, and I looked, and there it fucking was, lads. It was fucking huge. It had huge wingspan, and I heard, wah! Wah! A big fucking crow, a big fuck off crow looking at me, and I said, what do you want, boy? Next, he beak dived, right? He came down like fucking, I don't know how many kilometers now, or shot down anyway, and I said, he's after my baguette. So I, when he came down, his hands were going for my baguette, and I tore my body away from him, and his hands just skimmed my baguette, and I go, fuck off my baguette, you bollocks, and he flew back up into the sky, and he's just up there anyway, and he's kind of like flying around, and I was like, what's he up to, like? And the weird thing happened then, right? He kind of looked around with his head, and he went, bah, 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 bah. Next thing, 3 crows appeared on his left, another 3 on his right. They flanked him on either side, and they're looking at me, and they're looking at the baguette, and I'm like, you're not getting my baguette, I swear to God. They all started flying down and attacking Shawnee, and I just said, I'm going to leg it, and I ran. No, that's actually 3 phrases I know in Irish. That means as fast as the wind, I ran Air North Nagueha up the road, you know? And I got to the door, I went through the door, I ran straight up the stairs, jumped into the attic, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God. I put my head down into my t-shirt and I was rocking. I was like, oh fuck off, you bastards, oh fuck off. And I heard them landing on the roof, and I heard, they were really kind of intimidating as well. They were stamping on the roof, and I could hear their feet and their beaks, you know, they're pecking, and they're like, eh, looking for the fucking baguette, like. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm praying to everyone at the stage. I'm praying to Buddha, I'm praying to Ganesh, I'm praying to Jesus, I'm praying to everything, I'm praying to anyone at all that will save me now. Oh God Almighty, get me out of this one, get me out of this one. I was absolutely crippled in fear. I was terrified, paralysed. Your name. And I was like, what am I going to do? And he's like, oh, fuck off, Cross. Fuck off, Cross. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to wear them out. Because I was thinking, like, you know, when it got dark or something, the man would probably call him in for the tea or something like that. You know, they wouldn't be allowed out all night, like, to be honest. So I decided to do kind of a reverse stakeout. And, you know, I said, if I can wear it out, they'll go away. And sure enough, they fucked off, like, you know. So I did what I normally do then. I said, if I start learning about crows, learn a little about them, and get to know what they are, maybe I can kind of get to know their game and be less afraid. Because I think if you're afraid of something, all you have to do really is learn about it, you know what I mean? If you learn about it, like, it takes away a lot of the fear, because knowledge is key in this world. Like, you know, if you were inside the beach now and you were swimming in the water, like, and you got attacked by a shark, and the shark is like, come on, you fucker, like, and you're like, come on, yeah, come on. All you have to do, like, and I never noticed before, is kind of swim back out onto the fucking strand and stand there, and the shark will come out. And when the shark comes out of the water, it's like you're getting thrown into water. So the shark is drowning out in the air, and you're drowning in the water. So all you have to do anyway is stand there and just go, you fucking age, shark. And just, you know, you're gone then, and that's all it is. So I decided anyway to look up the computer and look at Google and see what I could come up with. Now, what I came up with, it was kind of amazing and fascinating. But at the same time, it didn't help my cause at all, like, you know. I thought I'd get to know what was going on. But you have to listen to some of this. It's very, very interesting. And it'll give you a lot of compassion towards me, you know. You'll be able to get into my shoes, like, you'll be able to walk, you know, a few feet in my shoes, as they say, like, you know what I mean. So, the first fact that I want to give you about them, right, that out of all the birds that fly in the sky, right, the crow has the largest brain of all of them, you know. And that explains why they're very intelligent and why they can often outsmart humans. So, Gail would be telling me there now, he'd be like, ah, oh, Shawnee, by all a bird brain, by all stupid brain. And I'd be thinking, oh, I'd be very insulted. But then when I learnt about it, I learnt that the crows have the same brain as a three-year-old child. Do you know what I mean? A three-year-old child. So it's actually a compliment to me, like, because three-year-olds are very, like, if you think about a three-year-old, they're always learning, like, they're learning languages, they're learning how to, like, you know, get the sweets out of the cupboard without anyone catching them. They're very clever, and you turn your back and they're fucking gone. Like, they're very kind of like intelligent altogether. So when you think about it, these things are in the sky, and they're always in that three-year-old brain mode. Like, they're really clever, like. So that's kind of a frightening thing to think about. Now, the reason why they're that intelligent is because they have this thing called a forebrain, and it's very, very developed, and it's like a kind of central control system, you know. It's like a guidance system, like, so they're in the sky. They're that intelligent, and they've got this kind of radar targeting thing as well in you, which is fucking very, very dodgy, like. Now, they say that the brain, the crow's brain, is very similar to the anatomy of a human brain. Think about that now, right? It's the same thing. So the next time someone calls you a bird brain, you don't have to be insulted at all. You can say, yeah, yeah, you are as well. We're all bird brains, like, you know what I mean? And it kind of takes away that insult out of you, like, and you won't get too hurt by it. Now, I was thinking then, like, where could I go if these crows kind of started ganging up on me? Like, where could I go? I could get away somewhere. But then I read that they're fucking everywhere. Everywhere on the planet except Antarctica is the only place where I can go to get away from. And I don't want to go over there, right? Because it's fucking freezing, like, you know what I mean? So, and no matter what country you go to, they're all over there. Now, I reckon as well that they were in Antarctica at one stage, but they were flying around over there. And it got so fucking cold that their wings stopped working and they just fell out of the sky. And they landed on the ground and they became penguins. And that's the way evolution works. We all know that. Like, so that's why, even if I went to Antarctica, the penguins would be attacking me because they're just walking crows, you know. Crows that are kind of, for fuck's sake, I can't fly today, like, you know what I mean. But they'd be kind of as pissed off as the crows, like. So I've nowhere to go. I've nowhere to escape. Which is, like, it's very frightening. And no matter where you go, you find a fucking crow. Do you know what I mean? So the scientific name for crows is called, I'm very bad now with the Latin, lads, you know what I mean? It's called Crovus, and it belongs to the family Corvidae or something like that. It sounds like a mafia family even, like, doesn't it? It's very kind of suspect-like. So, the smallest crow then is the one called, it's one from Mexico, and it's called the dwarf jay. That's what it's called, and it's 40 grams in weight, and it's only 21.5 centimetres in length. It reminds me of what's in my pants at the moment. So that's the smallest one. Now, the biggest crows then are from Ethiopia. They're huge, and I think the ones that attacked me were definitely Ethiopian, like, because they were massive. And they are called thick-billed raven. That's what they're called. And they're the biggest of the crow family. And they measure 65 centimeters. That's about six times the length of the other ones. And it's 1,500 grams. So these are big machines, like they're dodgy. But the ones were walking on my roof when they were walking on the roof. They were stamping down and they seemed very heavy, like they were wearing welding boots or something like that. Do you know these big boots for the rain? And I was saying, what the fuck is going on there? But then my mind kind of casted back to a few weeks ago. And I remember Gail out in the garden, he was doing something. I said, what are you doing, man? And he was throwing out hemp powder into the fucking garden, hemp protein he takes, like, do you know what I mean? And the crows were coming down, they were eating it. So the crows are fucking swole. They're fucking swole crows that I'm dealing with, like, buff crows, like, do you know what I mean? So there I am, looking at them, they're intelligent, you know, they're everywhere, and they're buff and swole as well. So I'm fucked, like, you know? Now, they're omnivores as well. They'll eat anything. They see anything as a nice meal, so no matter what you have in your hand, they want to eat it. They'll even eat your nose or something, like, you know what I mean? If you took a poop on the floor, they'll eat the poop. Everything is nice to them. And they have known to be eating rotten carcasses, worm-infested garbage. Everything is a tasty snack to them, like, you know what I mean? So I was thinking then of something I could strike a deal with them. Like, when I'm laying in my bed there in the attic, like, I'd be eating the corn chips there, you know? But they fall out of my hands sometimes and they go onto the bed and I call them fallen soldiers. Like, you know, they're all underneath the bed, the fallen soldiers, and I just don't bother taking them back up. Like, if Gail found out that, oh my fucking God, he'd kill me. And I'm just too lazy. Like, so I was thinking if I went out to the street there during the weekend, I kind of had a bit of a negotiation with them. Like, could I employ them as, like, vacuum cleaners? I mean, it's a win-win. And, like, oh, it's peace and they can come onto the bed and they get fed with the fallen soldiers. Like, you know what I mean? Well, we'll see what way it goes. But, it, you know, it's not that encouraging at all from what I've read, like, you know what I mean? Now, they're also very, very old. Like, they first appeared 17 million years ago. And they appeared in Australia at that time. Like, I was thinking as well, you're a dinosaur down there, you're walking on the road with your baguette and you're having a good old day, like. And next, these things start coming down from the sky and they're kind of taking your baguette. And then they're taking all the dinosaurs' baguettes. And all the dinosaurs get hungry and they start falling down the floor and they all die and they get extinct. And I think that's what happened to the dinosaurs. Like, the crows actually wiped them out, which is very frightening to think about. So, you know, Australia, thank you. Thank you again for, you know, being original and for helping my enemy to come and get me. You entertained them for far too long, 17 million years. Now, guess who's the closest relative of the bird of paradise? Have a guess. Ah! You got it in one. Fucking hell. And a group of them together then is known as a murder. So that's I know some of you might know that now, a murder of crows. Can you imagine going into your mum and dad and saying, like, I'm going up tonight, like, you know what I mean? They're like, who are you going up with, love? A murder of crows. You're wearing your balls going up with a murder of crows. You're wearing your ass. Get up to bed there now. Like, that's fairly weird. But the reason why they're called that is because if one of them gets sick, they all come down from the sky and they keep attacking it and they kill it. Which might seem kind of cruel, but it's actually kind of a compassionate thing. They're kind of putting each other out of misery, like, you know, they don't want each other to suffer. So, like, you know what I mean? A murder of crows. You know what I mean? So, they actually only mate with one mate for their whole entire life. And they don't reach sexual immaturity until they hit the age of two. But they'll often wait on for their soulmate. Isn't that really amazing? And once they find their soulmate, then they'll never leave the soulmate. So I was there last week and I wanted to do a bit of a research about them. Like, you know, so I watched Alfie Hitchcock's movie, The Birds, I think is what it was called. And it was really frightening. Like, they really painted them in a bad light, like, to be honest with you. They were coming down from the sky. They were going in through fucking car doors and through windows. They were tipping trucks over, fucking bringing down helicopters, you name it. Like, but then, like, they're very kind of like, I don't know, there's a kind of a contradiction going on there, I suppose, because they're actually lovers as well, like, they're actually really kind of, you know, they'll stare with each other, and they're probably up in the fucking sky down, well asleep at night, and they're doing slow dances in the sky, and like that. So, that film isn't totally accurate at all, and it kind of opened up a small bit of, like, well, yeah, I might have a bit of compassion for them, you know, I got, my heart kind of, you know, went out to them a small bit. And they also display this thing called cooperative breeding. And you might be thinking, what's that? I know you're thinking, what's that? It's when the female crow is incubating, right? And when the husband crow goes out there to work, or, you know, goes down to work and fucking, you know, Domino's Pizza or whatever, like, and the female's at home, or the man crows then will come in and they'll sit down and they'll look after her. Isn't that very fucking strange? Can you imagine that happened with humans? Like, I'm going out to work there now, love, there, Johnny, Billy and Paul, they'll be there to rub your belly down and bring you sweets and treats for the night, like, you know what I mean? Humans wouldn't do that at all, like, so the crows are kind of progressive in a way as well, like, they're very kind of, you know. Then, if they have a baby, both of the crows will take care of the babies and they'll help with the feeding, so the father chips in and the mother chips in, they all can help out. Now, you might be thinking that, you might think that's not that fucking weird at all, like, but some of the offspring will actually stay back in the nest and help out as well. So you could have four baby crows now in the nest, like, and two of them will go to college, but another two will say, look, mom, dad, I'm going to hang around there now and do you a favour and let you go on holidays there all around the world, like, except at Antarctica. But you know what I mean? It's very interesting, isn't it? That the babies will actually help out. Now, they're very, very smart as well. And there can be, like, several murders across several groups and they know which group they belong to. Because why? They fucking communicate with each other. They can talk in a certain kind of dialect. And you're kind of flying in, you know, to one bunch of crows now and they're like, fuck off, you belong over there, fuck off. And you have to go over to the other fucking dialect or the other group of crows, the other murder. So they know and all, like, where you belong. You will be wondering, how do they know that? Like, it's very, very, very interesting. So, another thing about them then, right, is that they can remember faces. There was this experiment done years ago in Seattle, right? And a group of scientists, right, they put on masks. And what they did is they captured, like, seven crows. And then they released them later on. And when they released the crows, right, the crows were flying around the place. And they came back. And they remembered the masks that the scientists were. And they attacked the masks. And, so you don't mess with crows, lads. They came back and they attacked the masks. But not only that, right? When the scientists put on different masks, they came back and they didn't attack those masks. So they knew the specific masks. So can you see my predicament again? They know my face. I'm fucked. They know me. And no matter what I'll do, maybe I could wear a mask though. Yeah, maybe I could wear a mask. But anyway, I'd have to wear a mask all day then. That's not a bit fair. And what happens if they attack that mask? Then I'd have to get a new mask. Oh God, I'm up the fucking walls. Oh, bye. I'm up the fucking walls. But anyway, not only did they remember, right? But they actually told their kids about it. They told their kids about the scientists. Can you believe that? Like, you know what I mean? They're passing on information. So, not only am I fucked, they're telling generations of the crows that are coming up, Sean, he's a bollocks and we want his baguette. You know what I mean? So that's even more bad news for me. And I'm really getting even more disheartened down on my reading it. Like, so there's no hope for me at all, lads. I was watching this thing then on YouTube. I watched another thing. And there's this girl, right? And she became friends with the crows. And they came down into her garden and they'd come down and they'd play with her. So she started feeding them. And I'm going to link this below now as well, right? She started feeding them and she started giving them, like, dog food and stuff like that. And they got very friendly with her and they were eating the dog food. But then they would fly away and they'd come back and they'd give her jewellery, crow jewellery. And I'll show you the video there now, it'll be there and you could see it. The girl collected the jewellery and she had it in a box and they'd come down every day and give her something different because they collect jewellery. Can you imagine that? They love collecting it. And then they went to school with her and they would be protecting her and everything. If there was anyone bullying her, that they'd be around and they'd be kind of getting cranky, like, you know what I mean? It's amazing, like, it's just amazing. And another thing I saw then as well is that if they find walnuts, right, what they do is they fly up to, like, bridges and stuff like that over roads and they drop the walnut down and they wait for cars. They know that the car is going to roll over the walnut and the car will open the walnut and they'll go down and they'll eat it. Can you imagine that, like? Like, they were thinking, now, how will they open a walnut? Human's going to invent a walnut opener. Wall, is it a nutcracker? Is that what it's called? Human's going to invent that. They use cars. They're like, fuck, they're not going to waste me time. I'm going to just go up there and drop them down there. Like, that's the three-year-old brain that you're dealing with there again. Like, you know what I mean? That's what you're dealing with. Now, they also, this really freaked me out. They make their own tools. And if they're making their own tools, that means that they're making their own weapons. So think about all of this now again, all right? They've got the brain of three-year-olds, right? They hang around in huge groups and they communicate with each other. They pass down information. They don't ever forget a face. And even if you change your fucking face, they learn that, like, do you know what I mean? So, like, what am I going to do? They can make weapons. I don't know, I'm really, 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 really paranoid. Like, I have a feeling that they're going to come down the chimney or something like that or burrow their way into the attic, like. So I'm really a sitting duck. Is there anybody there that can hit? What the fuck is that? Fucking hell, I know they're here. Look, I'm sorry I have to cut this a bit short. There I'm gone. I for one welcome crows as our overlords if they ever take over the world, which I think they're going to. I welcome them all. I see you there, we have to land. Jesus Christ.